I think we're in the beginning phases of trying to create a movement, trying to support healthy aging.
Ellen Bauer is Sonoma County's public health director. She's also one of the 6-member Sonoma County Healthy Aging Collaborative. That, for the past year, has been one of 29 such groups nationwide to be part of a National Leadership Academy studying the subject with the Centers for Disease Control. Out of that work has come an action framework they're calling Aging Together Sonoma County, which will be formally presented to county supervisors on Tuesday morning. Bauer says it identifies 7 broad goals.
Community connectedness, making sure that people are connected and participate in community life. The second one is transportation, to help people connect and access resources. The third area is housing, assuring that we have affordable, safe, and healthy housing. Healthy living, which would include healthy food and physical activity, preventing chronic disease, enjoying good mental health. The fifth area is around lifelong learning. The sixth area is around employment and financial security, access to economic resources and services and support so that they can live independently. And then the last area is thinking about all of the health and community-based services that we need to support a continuum of care.
In a series of focus groups with seniors across the county, one of those 7 needs was strongly and consistently stressed, adds Marianne McBride, CEO of the local Council on Aging.
The one that kept rising to the top each and every time was transportation. We just don't have a transportation system that works for seniors here in Sonoma County. And if you can no longer drive, can't access transportation, you're in your home and you're isolated. That doesn't bode well.
The second most mentioned concern was finding ways for retirees to keep connected socially.
Once someone leaves the workplace, there's no real central way of communicating, passing along information, of engaging. So as a community, we need to do better with that.
These issues are taking on a heightened impact, McBride says, because Sonoma County's population is getting distinctly grayer.
We know there are over 100,000 seniors here in Sonoma County, and we know in the next 15 to 20 years it will peak out at 140,000, over 30% of the population. We are definitely an aging community.
As of 2013, 43% of the Sonoma County population was 60 or older, an increase of 2% over 2011. But within that over 60 age group, McBride adds, there are sharp economic disparities.
Right now in Sonoma County, 25%, they're considered low income based on the federal guidelines. However, when you use the Sonoma County Elder Economic Index, that number jumps to 40%. We have an expensive area to live in, and it's particularly challenging for seniors.
The process of developing a series of policy initiatives to flesh out the action plan will get underway after the supervisors endorse the framework. That work is expected to take another year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.